Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of Diverse Dialogues. Today we're going to be introducing a guest who has been living with an underbite. And without further ado, please introduce yourself.
So, hi guys, my name is Solana Lang. I have been diagnosed with underbite since, like, to be honest, I don't know when, I feel like the day I was born. So underbite is basically my lower teeth over my upper teeth to further cause like a lot of problems with breathing, eating, and most importantly, changing my appearance. Well, there are like usually two types of underbite. One is associated with your teeth, where the other is associated with your bones, which is what I have right now. Usually the bone one is more like serious and painful because it's hard to fix, since like it connects with your bone. You need like a surgery to move back your jaw bones. Well, for the teeth one, braces can usually like drag your actual lower teeth back to the right position.
Ah, that is very interesting. Has this condition affected your daily life, and how so?
I would say it definitely affects my daily life to some extent. Firstly, it affects my speaking, like as you can hear something sometimes. Because I got like a larger and a longer jaw, and it keeps like growing as I grow up. So my tongue is getting like larger and larger to adapt like the size of my jaws, like which is like people usually call like big tongue. So when I speak, it's giving me like a noticeable accident for that. And furthermore, it also affects like how you breathe. So when I was little, I breathed through my mouth, like an actual mouth breather. Just kidding. So in this way, it's of course gonna also have some effect on my appearance, which makes me jaw like longer. Well, I think this is also the most important thing effect, because it's more like mentally instead of like physically. Because as I grow up, when I was like taking pictures or like talking with other people, I like usually don't really smell or like show my teeth to them. I think how the underbite affects my daily life, even though it doesn't really affect like my normal mouthing functioning. Like the invisible mental effect to me is like more serious.
Oh, I see. Like, what kind of treatments or interventions have you explored or undergone to, like, manage your, like, issues with underbite? Because I know they have severely impacted you.
Yeah, so I have undergone two phases of treatment for my underbite. The first phase started when I was, like, in grade 1, like, around 6 or 7 years old. I remember I was, like, teasing at that time. And I, like, at first, I was diagnosed with, not as serious underbite. So, I was fitted with, like, a type of brace that only applied to my upper teeth. And it's designed to widen the, like, upper palate. Because, like, usually, underbite often come with, like, a smaller upper palate. But, like, a larger, like, low jaws. And I also had to wear like a special facial like mask at night that works with the braces to like drag or like my upper teeth like move forward. But like unfortunately, the mask or like that other stuff doesn't really work on me because as like my teeth grow faster, then the like treatment could keep on it. So when I hit like puberty, my underbite is like transitioned from being just about my teeth to affecting my jaw bones, which is like I'm currently have. So as a result, like the first phase of the treatment doesn't really like successful on me. So now I'm in the second phase, which involves like a jaw surgery. Like it's like a common treatment for bone related underbite. And technically when you turn 18, the surgeon will remove the like actual bone from your jaw and reposition it correctly. And some people need to surgery on like both upper and the lower jaw, which is like I need to do later. There are others may only need to do like on the lower jaw part. And before the surgery, most people need to wear braces for a year or like 2 years to ensure that their teeth are properly aligned for the like for the position it's gonna be during the surgery. So those are like the two most common treatments for the underbite.
Wow, that's a lot of information, yeah. Are there any like common misconceptions people have about your condition? Like,
I think there's not that much misconception about Alaban because I feel like the reason is people doesn't really care about it. It's like people don't, because people don't say it's like a big problem. Like I can still like speak normally and I can still eat, I can still breathe. So people doesn't really think this is the like problem they should take care of. But actually like the most common like I have received in like right now in this race, like after I got the braces, like prepare for my surgery, people start to think that, oh, I don't think your braces like working or something, because they feel like my adenopathies like go more and more serious. But like actually it's hard to explain because it does make my adenopathies go more and more serious, because the braces for I feel right now is for putting my teeth back in the position for the surgery. So people got, it's putting my upper teeth, like to be honest, actually smaller, because they want in the surgery can just move like my lower jaw, like this back, and don't anything like extra to do, so that the risk of jaw surgery will also be like lower. And that's why like these braces make my like current anatomy more serious. But like it's just like I just need to explain them about like over and over again, or like they are now I don't like the doctor is doing the right thing, don't worry.
I see. I'm wishing you the best of luck on your journey, and I know we talked a little bit about this already, but have you encountered any like social or emotional challenges because of your underbite?
Yeah, definitely. Because as I mentioned before, my underbite affects me like both like physically and mentally. So I feel like it has like a significant impact on my like, especially for like my social interactions. So I remember during the COVID-19, when everybody like was like wearing a mask, a girl once said to me, like, oh, I think you look better with your mask on.
Oh
like,
my god.
So, yes, you know, something like that. So, but she probably didn't mean that on purpose, but like comments like that are just like, I received millions of like comments throughout my life. So these kind of like remarks chip away like my confidence at that time, like making me like afraid of like being in front of the camera, and often like causing me to like cover my mouth while speaking to others. So this lack of confidence lasts like I think throughout my like entire puberty, like from when I was like in grade 7 to like grade 9 or 10 or something. And the turning point for me came when I realized that like the other, so when I was like start prepare for the surgery, I start like look up like internet to see if there are like any helpful information I need to notice during the surgery. I realized that others share the same struggles and don't know how to like really go over this underband. So I recognize that like I have the privilege to have the access to treatment, and with this privilege come with like kind of like responsibility to raise like a public awareness, both about like accepting this difference and dealing with discomfort associated with an underband. So I believe like society, or like at least individuals, need to start like paying more attention to this community and the mental health challenges we face every day through like our journey we grow up. Yeah.
It sounds really difficult on you. Oh my gosh. Like, what are some everyday things that people might not like realize are difficult for people with underbites? Because I feel like we need to raise more awareness on that.
Okay, so I think the most like consciously seeing people think it's like patient with underbite usually like is lower. Like I'm always told by my friend or like even by my parents, like oh you eat like a grandma, or like can you eat faster, something like that. Like I wish, to be honest, I wish I could eat faster. But the thing is, man, even though I don't have the braces, I also need to spend like a lot of time to like chew like the food or like stuff. Like to like, so like even like when I start with my braces, it's made me harder to just like chew the food or like something about stuff, because it's always like hurting my teeth. Like sometimes when I like start, you know.
Yeah.
Chewing the stuff. Chewing. Yeah, so this is like the most common thing I got on like a daily basis every time I go out and like eat with other people.
Okay, we are all here for you and supporting you. So as like an audience, how can we be more supportive or understanding when interacting with people like with an underbite? Like, do you feel like what can we do to support you?
Okay, so for underbite, firstly, obviously, like, stop discriminating or like bullying them verbally because of this minor disability. And the second, when they like shows inconvenience with your disability, like for example, I said like I eat slower, stop express anything that might potentially hurt them, because you don't know how many times they were told to be like this. So yeah, and also I think individuals who need to have the like awareness to know, even though they function like a normal people, the mental harm that this like minor disability bring to them is not like measurable. So just, I mean, you can't really support anything physically. You're not a surgeon. You can like fix their bones or something.
Yeah.
Just be supportive. Don't say anything like, you know, maybe not like respect to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Audience, do you hear that? We need to be more respectful. Anyways, what advice do you like? Would you give someone who's experienced something similar?
Okay, first of all, don't think of this as a thing. To be honest, when I was little, I think, oh my god, my teeth are like different from the others. I mean, my face is like looks so like ugly, strange from other people.
Oh my god, no.
No. Okay. So don't say that. Don't think of it. Bro, people meet millions of people in their life and they don't really like care about like your jaw, like your teeth or something. So don't let this destroy your confidence, because it's actually not. You can treat it, you can be like, even though you don't treat it, it's still not like a big thing. You know what I mean? So it doesn't affect your functioning. You can still live like a normal people here. The like maybe like the only thing you do is like about like your appearance or something, but that doesn't really matter through like your whole entire life. So don't feel comfortable about it, because that's born with you. That's come with you when it was born. Even you don't wanna change it, just like accept it, embrace it. And I know there's a lot of people online, so I was like, they don't have the willingness to treat such like underbite. Like, you can treat when you was like little young, because I know a friend who has similar experience with me. She treated when she was like 3, and she is like totally okay right now. So my thing is, it's most like for the parents. If your children have the signal that it's like, especially for underbite, that like they may have like an underbite for like when they grow up, so like bring them to hospital to see if like there's anything you can do for them, because my parents didn't do that when I was little. That's how I need to suffer so much. So for parents, bring your children to hospital if you find any signal about underbite. And also, I know there's a lot of people that their parents doesn't support them to do a surgery, because it's actually like a really risky surgery. If you're not very lucky, you may die in the surgery. That's what I hear.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because it's moving your jaws, and your breathing system is like near, like, you know, it's like around your neck or something. So if anything goes wrong, that blocks your breathing system, so that you just like if you're not lucky. And it's also it's not that cheap fee to do the surgery. So people sometimes I saw there's a lot of adults need to save money for that. So like I said, I have the privilege that my parents support me to do the surgery, but now there's like a lot of adults need to like actually work when they are like 30, 40 to do the surgery. When they are halfway like through their life, they need to start being like a normal people, which is like really sad. It's really sad. So but my point is, even though maybe you don't have like access to like the surgery or the treatment for your mental ability right now, I mean mental disability right now,
mm-hmm.
don't let them disorder like the covenant, like I said. So don't be afraid of that. Accept yourself, cause that's what you like born. That like you need to be yourself for that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Wow, that was very inspirational. Thank you so much for participating, Alana. We are very grateful that you are here to discuss your experience. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Make sure to tune in for our next episode. Thank you. This was Sophia Lin. Bye-bye.
Thank you.